Oprah had just died, or I won't get into this right now, but something psychic had happened to me, told me I got to...
You're still recording. I'm sorry. Great.
This is 15
Dynamite.
Minutes each time.
Dynamite.
You such an interesting conversationalist. It's like, I wish I could record everything you talk about.
So everyone's dead.
Really good. let's see. I'm trying to remember something. I'm spacing out.
The Somalia thing.
Yeah. So what I did, I thought we were out of touch, and I thought he had died or something. Turned out he did die 4 months later. I had a premonition.
Wow.
So in order to honor death, I want to do something kind of courageous. So the thing was, how I got this omen of his death was one day I was taking classes and running your own small business because I had just gotten a grant from the government to run a business promoting equality for gay people. I actually got the government to pay me.
The SBA thing?
It was
a
kind of, it was the
NEA?
No. It was called the PASS grant. It was for people on disability.
Yeah, I got the...
All right.
I'm going to blow your mind.
Great.
Look at this.
Planetary teeth. Great. Well, here's what happened with me.
Is that ruler or what?
That's great.
Yeah.
I lost it because I was getting so little on SSI that when Governor Wilson did a cut back and I was only getting $29.
That was the SSA aspect of it.
No, SSI. SSA is Social Security. You had to be on SSI, the state disability, at least partly, to be eligible
right,
for PASS grant.
As a productive citizen.
All right, yeah. But Governor Wilson made a little cutback of about $32, and I was getting $29, so it cut me back, and it just destroyed my PASS grant. But anyway, I got the government. It said that I did the business proposal myself, and the people of Social Security were very impressed, and they processed it through quick, right? I wanted to create a business called XXX Caliber Designs, art dedicated to civil rights of same-sex lovers, right?
Yeah.
And I drew up the plan and all that stuff. I may have mental disability, but I still have a high IQ.
I think that would be a part of the territory here.
And the government approved it. So one of my projects was addressing the Marine Smile. I came up with it. Now, what happened was, like, I was taking a class at the federal building on small business and tax and stuff, how to get small business going.
Where was this at?
Federal building in downtown by Civic Center.
Yeah, I know where it is.
So as I left, I said, I got to take a whiz. I'll cut through the Civic Center, City Hall. They have restrooms, right? And then I walk into City Hall, and there are these quilts.
Huge fucking quilts.
About 20 AIDS quilts dedicated to former SF police who died of AIDS. One, and I looked, and one of them said Randy Taylor.
Okay.
And that was, and I hadn't heard from him for almost a year. And he was a cop, San Francisco, and his name is Randy Taylor. Randolph Taylor. I said, oh my God.
That means he died, you know.
Right. The thing is, it wasn't him, it was another person. It took me 2 months to find out. But then my Randolph did die a few months later. So there was the omen. Anyway, I was in shock. I was in a lot of grief, and I went, and I figured I had to, as much grief as I'm in, I had to go back and take pictures of it.
Just to reaffirm that.
Right.
Did he ever get a quote himself, though? That would be two of them.
No. I don't believe in the quote thing.
You don't?
I think it's a death cult. I think it's more of a death cult.
Really?
I wrote a poem in the Sacred Bible about that.
Man, you get a lot of flack from that.
I do.
And your spouse is...
We should spend more time giving gifts to the living than waiting until they're dead is my attitude. And this is
very good attitude.
Anyway...
That doesn't mean you have to negate the whole...
No,
premise, but... Yeah.
Anyway, I thought he had died.
Right.
Well, I was a lot of grief.
Big time, I'm sure.
Yeah, it lasted for about a year. But anyway, Christmas was coming. About a few days before Christmas, I had a dream. There was a knock on my door in this dream, and I opened it, and there was my Randolph. And he had this big box in his hands. He says, Merry Christmas, this is to you. And I took it, and I opened it, and there were all his uniforms from the Vietnam War and his badges, his awards. And he says, these are for you. You earned them. And I looked up at him, and I said, we both earned them. So we should be proud of each other.
Lucid.
Then there was a second part to the dream. Suddenly, I was looking up at the sky, and I looked at it and said, oh, there's Santa in a sleigh. And he waved down at me, and suddenly, it wasn't Santa, it was Randolph. And he says, He says, "Yoo-hoo, Genie, call me, my name used to be Gene."
Right.
Eugene.
Gene. I like Gene.
And he called me Genie. Well, I gave myself my own name. It was a spiritual. Anyway, he called me Genie, like the magic genie.
Yeah, yeah.
In his life, right? And he says, "Yoo-hoo, Genie, I'm going to be Santa Claus for a day." And I said, "That's great, just don't fuck the reindeer, dear." That was the end of the two-part tree.
What a vivid recollection, too, by the way.
Right.
It's not that easy to recall stuff.
Right. Then, I thought, it was a wonderful dream. I felt totally, I mean, just incredible energy. And so, then I thought, this is a sign. A miracle is going to happen. To me, a miracle could be Randolph getting in touch.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, or if he died, somehow some spiritual, more kind.
And do you believe in that propensity?
Oh, God, yes. My experience with Randolph has shown me and opened that door quite open.
I'm one of those dipshits, I have to say, that empiricism and scientific method, and inductive stuff, deductive reasoning.
That's absolutely vital.
I have faith and strong hope that this may be so. But I have not been given what I would consider for the loyalty that you would have to. I would have the parade, is how I look at it. If I saw UFOs, poltergeist, or
I've seen them all. I've seen them all, though. See, I've been very lucky. Randolph came to me many times when I knew he was alive and well, just in a hospital somewhere else. And I'd write him letters and say, "You know, you keep coming to me, even in the daytime, these visions, so when I go into whatever." And I said, "Do you sense anything going on at your end?" He would never answer that. I've always suspected that maybe there's more to Randolph than I realize, and it's like my guardian angel coming to life and creating this scenario for my growth or something. So anyway,
it adds a personification of the scenario.
There's all different levels of interpreting it. How much you want to read into it? Was it how literal? Whatever.
Okay.
I don't want to get into that right now. I want to
finish
telling you this.
Yeah.
So I thought there was a miracle to happen, a sign or something. Christmas Eve, Randolph's going to call me. Whatever. Well, Christmas Eve came and went. I had great expectations. Christmas night, right?
Let down.
Right. Sort of. So I went to Without Reservations, which still existed there on Castle Street, for my morning coffee, and I got a newspaper. So as I opened the newspaper to the editorial section, there is an editorial cartoon, and this is back in end of 1993 when we had Marines in Somalia, our military in Somalia, and showed a Marine, a soldier in Somalia, looking down at the starving black kid, a Somali kid.
Oh, I remember that. Oh,
right. And the sack he was carrying, like a big Santa sack, only it said food. And it said, "Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus," something like that. I thought, how wonderful. And then I thought, well, this is something Randolph wants to happen. This
an
is
omen, a sign, not an omen, a sign.
This is a prayer that Randolph wanted to happen, that the military would start being a tool for peacetime activism to help people rather than to injure people. So his prayer was answered.
Ironically.
Then there was a letter. One of the editors said, "If you care about Marines in Somalia, why not send them a little gift letter?"
I haven't seen right
to
that.
Any Marine in Somalia.
I remember
but
that. I'm almost 100% sure.
Then I thought, this is interesting. So I go home. I sit down. Suddenly, this whole vision came to me. The vision showed me a picture of me putting together these little packages, telling them that I'm gay and that my lover recently died was gay activist and an anti-war activist after Vietnam War, when he realized the awful truth, and a Marine, and he should not be forgotten. He's one of the great heroes, and that you should remember him.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So I wrote, addressed the Marines in Somalia, congratulating them on the peacetime effort, which is just as risky as wartime. The things they had to deal with the Somalian fanatics and things like that,
yeah.
And exposure to disease, and seeing all the tragedies of starving children. You know, and you can suffer post-traumatic stress disorder from that.
Yeah,
like that.
I
know that Randolph, while he's gone out, wants me to tell you he's very proud of you. And so, and I also sent him a couple of my gay rights decals that I designed, like that.
Wow.
You know, color decals. And I created 25 duplicate packages with my letter addressing them, saying anyone who writes to me, I'll take the time to write back personal letters.
And
so
forth.
Whether you're gay or straight or whatever.
Great.
So I sealed them all and I shipped them out. And I had a P.O. box. I used that as the return address, right?
Right.
I figured none of them would get through, right?
Of course.
Well, around January...
No premonition on that.
It was on January 16th, I got the first letters. Three letters.
Isn't that the circumcision date, mother?
No, January 16th is the day Randolph shot himself in 1985 that brought us together and started the Odyssey. because they're magical, date for me.